Sorry, Kyle Pat, Dollar Mission House, St. Austin, Charles, through Snake, Cobbin, Bernardo, Zabizel. Two women, that between the two of them, they were making two cobbin of dough. Each woman had one cob of dough. And the dough of one woman came into contact with the dough of the other woman. Now, this mission is going in accordance with Beit Hillel, because the minimum amount of dough that is needed to obligate you to separate challah is two cobbin. And between the two of them, they have two cobbin. But each woman individually has less than the minimum amount that is needed to be mechayev you in challah. Even though both of the women are needing the same type of dough, they are puzzled for separating challah since each one individually has less than the minimum shear. Even though the dough came into contact with each other, they are still puzzled. And even if they needed their dough together, they would be puzzled since eventually they're going to separate their portion of the dough and keep it for themselves. So therefore, they are puzzled for separating challah since each one has less than the minimum amount that is needed to obligate you to separate challah. But if both pieces of dough belong to the same woman, that one woman is needing individually two pieces of dough, each piece of dough is the size of a cob. If both pieces of dough were the same type, they were both wheat or they were both barley, in such a case, you would be obligated to separate challah, as even though each piece of dough individually is less than the minimum shear, but since between the two pieces of dough you do have the minimum shear, she has to separate challah. But that's only if the two pieces of dough came into contact with each other, or even if they didn't come into contact with each other. But if after she baked them, she put them in the same basket, in such a case, she would have to separate challah. But if they didn't come into contact with each other, or they weren't put into the same basket after they were baked, then she would not have to separate challah. Ushalov amino puff. But if the two pieces of dough that she is needing are not the same type of dough, one is wheat and one is barley, in such a case, she would be puzzled from separating challah. And since individually each piece of dough is less than the minimum amount that is needed to be mechayev to separate challah, and the two pieces of dough are two different types of dough, so you can't combine the two pieces of dough for the minimum shear. So even if they came into contact with each other, she would still not have to take off challah since each piece of dough is different than the other. What two types of grain are considered the same type of grain? We had in the previous mission that a woman that is needing two separate pieces of dough, and the two pieces of dough combined are the minimum shear that would obligate her to separate the challah. If those two pieces of dough are the same type of grain and they come into contact and stick to each other, she would have to separate challah from the dough. And the Mishnah asks, what two types of grain are considered the same type? And the Mishnah answers, Hachitim eina mistarfus imakol, ella imakuz. Wheat does not combine with any other type of grain with the exception of spelt. Only spelt is considered the same type as wheat. Hasa'orim mistarfus imakol chutz menachitim. While barley would combine with all other types of grain with the exception of wheat, spelt, and rye, and also oats are considered the same type as barley. Now, even though we said spelt is the same type as wheat, not to say that it is exclusively the same type as wheat, it's also the same type as barley. Spelt would combine both with barley and with wheat, while rye and oats would combine only with barley. It would not combine with wheat. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Yoyim Yashar, Aminim, and Sarf, and Zem, Zem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says other types of grain other than wheat and barley would combine with each other, meaning to say that spelt, rye, and oats are all considered the same type, and they would combine with each other. If a woman is needing two pieces of dough, and one is spelt and one is rye, or one is oats and one is rye, if they stick to each other and combine, they have the minimum shear that would obligate her to separate challah, she would have to take off challah since they're both considered the same type.